artificial intelligence has become a sticking point in the ongoing strike by the Writers Guild of America. The union wants studios to promise restrictions on AI, warning that the technology could undermine not just writers' job security, but the quality and authenticity of their scripts. And what happens in Hollywood could have implications for other industries too, as the proliferation of AI threatens to upend all kinds of jobs. Meredith Whitaker has been calling for guardrails around the use of AI for some time. She's president of the Signal Foundation and co-founder of the AI Now Institute at NYU. Meredith, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, great to be here.
So why are Hollywood writers concerned about AI? What type of jobs could it theoretically be deployed to do?
Well, AI is never going to replace people's jobs. But what Hollywood writers are rightly concerned about, alongside many others, is that so-called AI technologies will be used to degrade their jobs. So studio executives and others will sign contracts with large tech companies that produce AI systems and will use them to produce content that will then be used to justify replacing writers or hiring people back on lower salaries with fewer benefits, saying that they are doing a job like an AI editor.
So in other words, AI might write the first draft and then a human writer might be employed to do an edit of it?
Yeah, and we've seen exactly that pattern in fields along the lines of translation. So people who used to do translations professionally are now hired to spot check AI translations. But AI will never be capable of actual creative work. It will be capable of degrading people's work and justifying paying them less and increasing profits for studio executives and others.
And this is obviously very real for the Writers Guild. In one of their proposals, I read that they said, quote, AI can't write or rewrite literary materials, cannot be used as source material, and material can't be used to train AI. But the studios rejected that proposal and countered by offering annual meetings to discuss advancements in technology, according to the union. Besides that it's way cheaper, or maybe that's the only reason, what is attractive to studios about AI?
Well, I think what is attractive to studios about AI is that it is way cheaper, that it can help promote their growth and profit goals and can reduce their expenditure on labor.
Wouldn't that, though, come at the cost of quality? Because obviously, human writers are very creative and their skills, you know, it's yet to be seen whether AI can match that. Isn't Hollywood, you know, concerned about kind of cheap imitations?
Well, they should be. I think it absolutely comes at the expense of quality. It comes at the expense of effectively nullifying art's role as something that helps us understand our context and our place in the world. We don't want to watch boring films and TVs that regurgitate the average of internet content. We want to engage with creations that artists have produced that help us grapple with our short time on Earth.
Is there any use of AI in screenwriting that you think could be beneficial to writers in the industry?
Well, there are many hypothetical uses we can dream up. There are many ways they could be used. But there aren't any realistic ways it could be used in the current structure. So it's important that we recognize that the profit motives of the large AI companies are tied to large contracts with entities like studios and others, not to providing a democratically accessible tool that writers can use when they want to or not. And so, you know, I think there are hypotheticals, but there is no real road to socially beneficial uses without addressing the structural incentives of the studios and the AI companies that will ultimately govern how it's used unless the writers and others win these imperative fights.
And on the flip side, do you think studios are worried that writers might use AI and pass it off as their own independent creative work?
Perhaps, but ultimately the test of that work is it interesting? Does it speak to our times and help us understand them? Does it engage us? And AI is not great at that.
Yeah. And the Senate has just had a big hearing on AI. You've said you don't think government regulators are moving fast enough. What would you like to see from the government?
I would like to see a recognition that these tools are not inevitable. I would like to see a strong movement for a pause on deploying these tools. And I would like to see a real reckoning with the very serious issues around copyright and intellectual property that have been raised by so many artists who are recognizing that their work and their skill and their expertise are being absorbed and extracted into these systems and then regurgitated out for the benefit of a handful of corporations.
Meredith Whitaker is the president of Signal Foundation. Thank you so much, Meredith.
Thank you.